Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, April 25th. And that is this morning, overnight E-bot prices. May corn up a half a cent at 438 and a quarter. May wheat up 2.5 cents at 597. And May beans down 8.25 cents at 1157 and three quarters. Export sales this morning, the wheat was a combined 454. The corn was a big number, 1.56. And the beans were combined 473. So the wheat and the beans, not too good. But the corn number is almost double what they were looking for. So really didn't have much of an impact on corn after the announcements were made. The PCE came out today very hot. Bonds are down a full point, leading to higher interest rates. Dow Jones looks to open up 480 points lower. The S&P is currently down 71 points. So the market isn't taking that news very well here, meaning higher inflation, higher interest rates. So I would think that would be good for the grains out here. We really haven't seen the grains participate in this inflationary market, but it may catch on here pretty soon. We've got the big storms coming into Kansas today. If you look at the new drought maps, Kansas is still pretty dry. This should help alleviate some of the drought there, but it may be offset depending on how severe this weather is. They're talking tornadoes, strong winds, so we'll see what the net effect is. It was a pretty good freeze overnight. My lawn had some frost on it this morning. You know, it looks like it got the lowest temperatures were maybe 30 degrees in some spots. It will do to some damage to the corn that's emerged out here, but you know, I was looking at this one thing that I get from one of the agronomists, and they said it, you know, can do some damage, but I don't see it being really severe. Still plenty of time to replant if they have to, but I don't see that as a major problem. Obviously, the corn market isn't too concerned with it being only up a half a cent out here. The metal markets, the gold's down another $8, silver's down 9 cents, Bitcoin's down another 1,000 a coin. That may have a little bit of an impact on the grains, but we really want to see, you know, this market come back. The meal was down 280 overnight. Oil was steady, but hopefully we'll see the funds step in and buy lower openings in the beans if we get it. You know, today's really going to be about what the funds want to do. We've got first notice day tomorrow. My guess is they're going to try to get the May wheat to go off right at $6, but we'll have to see. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.